This is VOA News via remote. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, it could be a very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
In a joint statement, Israel and Sudan say they plan to begin by opening economic and trade relations with an initial focus on agriculture. A Dutch hospital has airlifted patients to Germany amid a coronavirus surge. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A helicopter rises in the sky, carrying a COVID-19 patient from the Netherlands to a German intensive care unit, the first such international airlift since the global pandemic first threatened to swamp Dutch hospitals in the spring. In regions across the continent, an absence of noise was set to underscore the extent of the resurgence of the virus as major cities from Rome to Paris rein in nightlife and other activities as part of increasingly drastic measures.
Las próximas semanas,
in Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez publicly appeals for the country to pull together to defeat the new coronavirus surge.
Y podemos lograrlo otra vez.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Italy's health ministry says it has registered the highest daily tally of new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours since the start of the country's outbreak, and up from the previous record posted on Thursday. For more information on the pandemic, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.